From high atop the tower at the Staunton City Bridge.
500,000 watts of power.
It's Robin time! Hunter Farm strawberries. Some of the best in the world.
Best strawberries you ever put in your mouth.
Actually, I've never had any. I'm sorry. I mean, I like strawberries, though, so I'm willing to try.
Yeah, you ought to go get a basket. They're probably open now. If not, really soon they will be. Strawberries.
In a basket.
Wow.
You can pick them yourself. I don't really see the point in it.
If I got to pay, I'm not picking them myself. That's part of the payment. Like, what am I paying for the basket?
I had some strawberry ice cream there, ate it. Thought, eh, it's pretty good. I was looking for a trash can. Walked around the little ice cream truck stand thing. It's a trailer.
It's a food truck? No, it's just a f***ing trailer. They just kind of put a refrigerant.
In the 55-gallon trash can behind it, I saw the tubs of Hershey's strawberry ice cream.
Oh, did they advertise or did they imply that it's like house-made or something?
The employee working the ice cream trailer did.
Oh.
Advertise that.
Oh. The corporate strawberry, the big strawberry industry, they're not claiming this.
They're great strawberries. Go get some. But don't go eating on the ice cream thinking that they made it.
Unless you like Hershey's ice cream, just go to That's Karma. They basically have a Hershey's ice cream shop.
Hershey's, yeah.
And I'm sure they have strawberries somewhere in the mix.
They have 48
flavors at That's Karma.
Take that, Baskin-Robbins.
And with some being, you know, always available, they rotate some in and out for a little variety. If 48's not enough, they actually tap into more.
They got an ice cream guy. He crosses the border with the good shit, like Smokey and the Bandit.
In less local news.
If you live near New York, it's pretty local.
Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction overturned by a New York appeals court. See, I wonder if that's like everything he's in there for or just like one case.
One count. Yeah. I don't know. One thing I noticed though in that picture, as well with other former celebrities that were either canceled or got convicted of something, it's like they just deteriorate so fast.
Once they don't have their caregivers that do their nails and hair.
Yeah. Well, I remember Ron Jeremy, when he got convicted or arraigned or whatever the hell.
He was kind of headed that direction anyway.
Yeah, but that's true. But I couldn't believe all the white hair. Like, the guy looks like a ghost.
I can tell that Harvey Weinstein is missing his personal chef, though.
Jeez, it's hard to think that this guy is a multimillionaire.
Who's Sophia Bush? Is she related to the political family? Nah?
I think so.
I don't know. She's probably not.
Sophia Bush.
She finds unexpected love with Ashlyn Harris. And Ashlyn sure does sound like a chick to me.
Oh, that's great. I have no idea. There's a lot of Bushes in only so little time.
Over 3 million air fryers are recalled due to fire and burn hazards. Was yours one of them?
No. I know how to cook my food. Thank you. I wouldn't be surprised if this day and time, where we are as a society, if people are just bad cooks but refuse to believe it.
Southwest Airlines to ditch 4 airports and slow hiring as it deals with Boeing fallout. I wonder what happened with them and Boeing.
Uh-oh.
The cushiness of their seats is going away to some degree.
I've never flown Southwest. What is this cushiness you speak of?
They've got a little better seat than the rest, just to be honest, in, you know, basic ticket class.
Yeah, basic economy.
Yeah, but to save weight, it saves fuel and helps the environment. Anyway, their seats might get shittier.
Or the regular quality of shit you're used to with other airlines.
Not only that, they've already gone from 4-inch recline to now 2-inch recline. And you probably didn't realize it because you're like, yeah, this thing barely went back before. Eh, it used to go a little further. More adults choose cow's milk over plant-based.
Yeah, I could see that. Like, if you want milk, go Go for milk. Don't try and make something look and taste like milk. Although I will say this, oat milk I've grown a strong attraction to recently, especially the Oatly brand.
Did you just contradict yourself?
Huh?
If you went to Hunter Strawberry Farms and ordered a milkshake made with Hershey's strawberry ice cream,
yeah,
would you want them to use real milk? I bet you would.
If I wanted a milkshake, yeah.
Okay.
But like as like creamer to coffee or espresso, oat milk, it's a good contender. Try it out.
You hear that, everybody?
Try oat milk in your coffee. I'm telling you.
I went inside the bush, and this is what I found. Sophia Bush has a father named Charles William Bush, who is a renowned advertising and celebrity photographer. Her mother, Maureen E.
Bush,
Searson Bush, runs a photography studio. Growing up in Pasadena, Sophia made her acting debut there. In a school.
Wow, okay, that's a good, that's all right. Continue.
In a school theater production while attending West Ridge High School for Girls, a small private school. And that was Inside the Bush.
Hey! I didn't know where we were going with that. You don't go home, and you're never gonna know, cause I've been there before, you gotta let it go.
If you'd like to learn more about Ashlyn Harris's Bush, check out our sister show, Roberta and Todd Wiener. Na 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 na. But seriously though, what's the female version of Todd?
There isn't. It's too masculine.
Huh?
Yeah. Look it up. It's true. Science, man.
Todd is the most masculine name in the history of names.
Thank you. I knew that already, but I'm glad you found out for yourself.
I'm actually looking it up now. They're suggesting just doing Todd backwards, which would be Dot.
Yeah, or I guess Da-Dot, you know, with two Ds.
Todd is a boy's name of British origin, most suited to those equipped with quick wit. Todd stems from the Northern Middle English word toddy, which means fox.
Nice.
Perhaps most appealing for those enamored with a fiery, red-headed newborn, Todd embraces cleverness and daring.
Oh, yeah. I dare you to test me how clever I am. That's the only thing I think of when I hear my name. That or the canceled word retarded, something I was called throughout my adolescence.
Next subject.
Heartbreak.
I never found it useful or helpful when people from the outside jumped in and said, never liked her, you could have done better, yeah. Things like that. And maybe that's a common condolence, but it's about like passing in the street and saying, hey, how are you? When it's just empty.
Yeah.
I would more so say, hey, same thing's happened to me. I've been totally into, you know, whoever it was, totally crushed by that. It wound up being okay. And in the long term, I picked up some perspective from it, things like that. But to try to boost them up, like, hey, you're so much better anyway. The trash took itself out, stuff like that. I just don't know that it's a good condolence.
The trash took itself out. Don't you worry. The dumpster lit itself on fire. No. Life experience, that's really the best takeaway from it. Because I hate to say it, you're probably going to have a lot of breakups in your life.
That first one hurts, though.
And then again, she might even do some of the breakups. You know, women typically do. So there's both ends of the spectrum here. It's just this first one, yeah, it's usually toughest because it's all new.
His name's Ken, but hers
is not Barbie. Yeah, saw that coming.
Next subject.
You know one thing I hate? When you go out to eat or go to like a fast food place or something and you have, you know, something that you like, something that you want to have as a treat maybe on a weekly basis. But it really varies depending on where you go, which location. I fucking hate that. I hate the inconsistency of restaurants now.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts, yeah. McDonald's is
In regards to their coffee more than anything.
I tell you, you can't beat that Staunton City
coffee house. I'm sorry you had a bad experience.
No, well, Dunkin' Donuts is just one of many, 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 you know, brands like that. And really, it's just, yeah, granted, I don't do fast food that much, but geez, I know what I like. And when I order it, I just simply expect to get it.
You know, I was at Staunton City Coffee House the other week and walked around back, and they had a 55-gallon drum where they throw trash.
Yeah.
And they had Dunkin' Donuts coffee bags empty. They've been brewing Dunkin'.
Oh, my God.
Robin Todd with the most breaking news.
Courtney Cox reveals longtime partner Johnny McDade broke up with her during couples therapy.
I thought she was with David Arquette, or was that like a decade ago?
They're talking about Johnny McDade.
Never heard. What, should I know him?
I can just imagine their relationship therapist being like,
I'm getting paid. No. Getting that scream money.
Dave Chappelle. And when he breaks up with her right there in front of him, as she walks out the door, he says, gotcha, bitch.
That's always been my pickup line. It hasn't worked.
Joe Biden, again, reads a teleprompter instruction during speech, causing him to say pause, which, you know, is pretty good for him. If he can keep up with that thing in real time, even if he says pause, it's actually a good sign for him.
I like how everyone's trying to make it sound like he needs the teleprompter, which he probably does, but so does everybody else. I think they're just used to Donald Trump just winging it. Just riffing on the mic. I think they're a little too used to that because literally every other president since the technology's been around has been using it, to my knowledge.
Tiffany Haddish, I've had 8 miscarriages due to endometriosis. Her doctors probably don't know. They just got to blame it on something, you know.
That seems like a lot. What would cause something like that?
8 miscarriages?
Yeah.
You know, she could have aborted one and said it was a miscarriage. I'm not claiming that she did, but she could have.
Oh, in that case, she could have just not even had a miscarriage, just a heavy period, and calls it a miscarriage. I mean, you know, the rabbit hole goes deep there. No pun intended.
I was kind of assuming she confirmed that she was pregnant first, though. Unless she just wants attention. I had another miscarriage. I don't think there's too many people out there looking for attention that way, but it wouldn't surprise me. People fake pregnancies. I didn't mean to take this subject as far, but one of my ex-roommates, Thomas.
Yeah, old Tommy.
He tried to break up with his girlfriend, and then she claimed to be pregnant just to keep him. It was a complete lie. You know, eventually he found out that it was a lie.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Maury told him. The lie detector test shows that
was a lie.
Yeah, that's true. They were on Maury. Kamala Harris. Her Secret Service agent went off assignment and attacked his supervisor.
Well, was the supervisor trying to kill the vice president? Because that's technically his job.
Well, you train these guys to be, you know, killers. Don't give them anything to do. They got to attack somebody. I'm not really sure that was his fault. Even if no one was coming after her, at some point...
You make him sound like dogs or something. Like, well, he just needs to attack something. He just bit a supervisor. It was a total accident, but, you know...
Well, if you've ever watched Major Payne when he's laying in bed and he doesn't have any assignment and he's just going crazy...
Yeah.
I think it even says he needs to kill. Granted, they sent him to a boys camp just to train people up instead of to kill. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. It's an amazing film, though. I think it was 1995's Best Picture nominee. You remember Blank Man?
No. Did that also win an Academy Award?
Almost. But it also had Damon Wayans in it. The fine thespian he is. And David Alan Grier in a supporting role where he's talking to his pants. That was a major scene they used to market the movie.
Come on. Spill the tea. Yeah. Ooh. All right. Woo. This is light work. Come on.
Owen Wilson turned down an O.J. Simpson movie because the script suggests that O.J. didn't do it. That was his reasoning.
I love how, it suggests he didn't do it. Like, what exactly does that script suggest who did it? Like this mysterious person X? Like what suspect are they leaning towards?
Maybe no one did it. Maybe it was just a messy suicide.
Colonel Mustard in the study with a candlestick.
No. He's got an alibi. Checks out. Coming at ya!
From Staunton City, the armpit of poverty.
Pet Shop Boys' Neil Tennant claims that Taylor Swift doesn't have hits. Where's her, quote, Billie Jean? Like, where's her hit?
Yeah, I was about to say, it hasn't crossed over to my playlist any, but I do hear her a lot on, like, grocery store radio and stuff.
Runaway horses, on the loose in London. Injuries, damage, and chaos. Take your horses to the Rob and Todd Horse Training School.
Even if they say nay, still do it.
Feed them Staunton oats.
And Staunton oat milk, you know, to wash it down.
Here's some Bush news. And it's not what you're thinking. Reggie Bush is getting his 2005 Heisman back after 14 years. Yes, they have decided to give it to him anyway. It was stripped because he got incentives, I guess, from boosters, or basically he was getting paid to play, yeah, which at the time was a big no-no.
And for now, no reason, by the way.
And now that that's morally accepted and the norm, they're like, eh, maybe we shouldn't have taken that from him. He was a good player. Here's your trophy and award.
And besides, what are they doing with it?
That's this week's Into the Bush Extra.
Bush. Oh, hey!
It blows my mind just how much the service industry has changed since the staffing issues after COVID. Like, now I feel like I'm burdening people to simply do their jobs in food service. Or retail, for that matter.
Technically, they're not getting paid enough. I mean, that's one thing.
They knew that when they were going into it. At least make the best of it. Jeez. I mean, just do the job. I'm not saying go above and beyond, but just don't be mediocre.
You don't get a pay raise because you do good work. There needs to be incentives for that. If you are a great employee, you don't need to get paid the same as the next guy just because you're in the same job class.
I guess, but I'm not...
A job well done needs to be rewarded. I've always thought that.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. They don't have an incentive to do their job well, but I'm just asking for the regular thing.
I just think even in the service industry, even in a low-wage job, you ought to be able to move up from that, or that range ought to shift in your favor based on a job well done.
Also, I think from the staffing issues, no one fires anyone anymore.
Golly.
That's one thing I noticed, too. You could have the shittiest job performance and still, like you say, get paid the same and still keep your job.
So many times. There has to be documentation on top of documentation as to why someone was finally fired or let go.
Yeah. You know, what about just breaking the policy they were supposed to adhere to that was part of their job? I mean, should we really be paying people that technically aren't doing their whole job?
Well, if it just isn't working out, I mean, come on, guys. Yeah. Go ahead and call it. Let's call it. We're done here.
I just miss the good old days when you do a no-call, no-show, you got fired. Instead of, you're going to get 300 warnings, 200 final warnings, 100 disciplinary notices, we'll call your parents.
You'll have to go to a class that teaches you how you made your mistake and how you're going to do better.
And don't worry, we'll pay for all that because we have to. And we'll give you another second chance even after all that. Then we will talk about possible termination. And that's supposed to scare people and incentivize them to do their job well enough to keep it, I guess is what I'm saying. At the very least, show up. I've been a manager for a while. Can you tell?
All the latest Kanye West news. Kanye plans to launch Yeezy Porn. Could be coming soon. That's, I guess that's like a Pornhub, except it's Kanye's version.
Okay, I'm going to come at him like with a Shark Tank question. What makes you proprietary? Like, what makes Yeezy Porn different than, let's say, porn? Exactly. Are you in it? Because that's not a selling point. That's not making this
proposal better.
He does want a threesome with Michelle Obama and Bianca Censori.
Who doesn't?
Yeezy porn.
Yeezy porn. I tell you, it's just the story of another college dropout. Stay in school, kids.
Jelly Roll has quit social media because he was bullied about his weight. Mm. Says wife, Bunny XO.
To really lash back at them, he's going to start Jelly Roll porn. And that'll probably get a lot of followers just because he's so inspirational.
He saved my life a couple times.
Yeah.
With his inspirations.
Unlike Kanye West.
Oh my God. An ex-Disney character says that Mouse House canned my ass for posing as Snow White when she wasn't on the clock. Like, I guess posting things on her own social media.
Okay. Well, there's a lot I could ask about that. I just don't know which angle to come at it from.
Well, it was Mouse House that did it to her, because that's what her statement says. It's not like Disney as a whole. I think it was just the Mouse House throwing its weight around. It got her.
Yeah. I'd say it did. That's such a stupid thing. Like, why were you let go? Well, I impersonated somebody that I get paid to impersonate off the clock. Really? No, really. Why'd you get fired?
Kanye West and Bianca Censori spend the day at Disneyland. Oh. I tell you, it just keeps getting deeper this week.
Yeah.
I think we better stop there before we go any deeper.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Good night, everybody. Take care of yourself and each other.
Don't you think now would be a good time to explain what we're doing with the Staunton city limits? Maybe. Yeah, they'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out, guys. I believe in you.